It's time.
Hi, you're on the ticket. No, hi.
The emergency break of the week.
Wow. I forgot we weren't going to calls anymore.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
By the way, an e-mom is a relatively new term. It's an internet mother.
Oh, my God.
I thought he was serious.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Yes, we will give you three candidates, the first three candidates of 2016. And at least for now, we're going to keep the rules the same and let you vote on them at 888-787-1310. Now remember, that is something that could be taken away at any moment. So let's all vote responsibly when we get to that moment. Candidate number one comes to us from Channel 8. And I guess you could put this on Cynthia Izaguirre because she delivered these numbers, but this is the fault of whoever wrote the script and put it in the teleprompter. You've got so many people, I'm sure, tuning in to see the numbers. I don't know, maybe everyone just goes online now to look at their numbers, but maybe just by tradition you watch the news at 10 to see who won.
This is for the Powerball.
This is for the Powerball just a couple of nights ago. They gave the wrong numbers. Let's give this a listen.
All right, now, the numbers are in for the big Powerball jackpot. $500 million looking for a home, and there are the numbers. The numbers 13, 28, 31, 55, 58, and the Powerball 15. We are closely watching to see if anyone wins the jackpot, and of course, if you win, we'd love to hear from you. I want to apologize. Our graphic system did not update the correct numbers at the top of the show. These are the correct ones. 47, 2, 63, 62, 11, and the Powerball is 17. I feel like Steve Harvey all of a sudden.
All right, there's a lot there. Number one, how do you screw that up? Were they last week's numbers or something?
Yeah, I bet it was the last drawing.
And this has been, what a lead up to this. How could you get those numbers wrong? And was that Channel 8's real plea there? They wanted to hear from you if you won? And would you call Channel 8? Oh, okay. Hey, I'm a winner. You know what? Let me give them a call here real quick. I don't want to call a lawyer or anything. I'm going to call Cynthia Izaguirre.
What is an apology? She had to issue an apology.
But anytime I hear a Cynthia Izaguirre emergency break of the week, I think of her best one that will never be topped when she was in Salt Lake City before she came. Or was it Albuquerque? Mm-hmm. That's right. Before she came here to Dallas.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind. So we'll hear about that coming
out.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks,
because, you know, it would have been an incredible story because no one ever thought a gay man could climb a mountain. That's what made it really incredible.
Oh, man.
So did we ever hear if anybody thought they had won the Powerball that night based on the first set of numbers?
That's what I'm saying.
And went crazy.
Who had to call their boss back and say,
you know, the thing about I quit? No, I'm back.
I totally don't hate you.
Yeah, please tell me someone was watching that going, uh-huh. Yeah? Okay.
Oh, that's worse than what they did to Miss Columbia, isn't it? If you think you've won $600 million.
Versus Miss Universe? Yeah. I think 600 million wins out there.
Still a great night.
By the way, did you guys know that in college my nickname was Powerballs?
I went to college with you, and I did not know that. No.
What a nickname.
I mean, how would one even garner?
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Okay. All right, so there is Channel 8, and Cynthia Izaguirre up for an emergency break of the week.
Look out, here comes Powerballs Miller.
All right, candidate number two comes to us from the Hardline. It's always dicey when Danny, Corby, and Mike start talking about Texas land and cow.
And my favorite steaks are from Texas Land and Cattle. They've got some of the best around, genuine Angus beef. Angus, locally sourced from the Hartley Ranch in Stephenville, Texas. You can't beat their meat.
No, you really can't. You can't beat their drinks either, Mike.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Yes, Texas Land and Cattle with those great craft beers, the great craft
cocktails
that,
on purpose?
That they have for you.
No.
Or you can try...
Leave it to the Ween Master over here to pick it up immediately, though.
Hey, I'm on my toes here.
Fight through it.
They're all about giving you, your family, your friends a great dining experience.
He didn't do that on purpose.
That's what he claims. Yeah. And then Corby didn't even catch it. He just kept going on. And then I do like that moment when Corby realizes what Danny had just said. All right, let's go one more.
And my favorite steaks are from Texas Land and Cattle. They've got some of the best around, genuine Angus beef. Angus, locally sourced from the Hartley Ranch in Stephenville, Texas. You can't beat their meat.
No, you really can't. You can't beat their drinks either, Mike.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Yes, Texas Land and Cattle with those great craft beers, the great craft cocktails that they have for you.
No.
Or you can try...
Leave it to the Ween Master over here to pick it up immediately, though.
Hey,
I'm
on my toes here.
Fight through it.
They're all about giving you, your family, your friends a great dining experience.
It's good to have the hard line back, having those e-break moments in live spots. All right, candidate number three comes to us from this very show, and it just happened yesterday. This is a different type of e-break, as Jer calls it. This is throwing out a bear trap, and he claims that's what you did yesterday. We were just... sauntering into our interview with Troy Aikman, and he asked how my vacation was. And the very first thing I thought of was the story I just told on the air the day before about the very unfortunate story of me running over our beagle. She's fine. She's recovering. But Troy didn't know that, and this is the way it sounded.
Well, Happy New Year, George. How was your vacation?
It was good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was some good time off.
Except that he ran over his dog.
Yeah, outside of that, I don't know if you heard that story yesterday. Yeah,
I did not hear
that. She's fine. She's doing better, but I did run over one of our dogs, yes. On Christmas Day, as a matter of fact. But outside of that, it was an okay Christmas, yeah. I guess. Yeah. But, all right, so yes, we have the NFL.
So awkward.
Boy, Troy was really tickled by that story. Like, that's what I found funny is that he laughed upon hearing
the news. Yeah? How hard you hit her?
I told you when I told, it was Christina that I told that story to. She's the first one I told up here, and she laughed too. And she said, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. That's okay, she's all right. But the funny thing about it is... right before you said, but then I thought, no, I can't break it to him that I just ran over my dog, so I'm just going to move on.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't have brought it up had you killed Daisy.
Right, I know.
But
right.
I brought it up because we can laugh about it now.
Yeah, it's fine now. We're in a safe zone now.
You could tell you were contemplating whether or not to disclose this information.
It was pretty good. It was time off. Yeah. All right, let's listen to that awkwardness one more time.
Well, Happy New Year, George. How was your vacation?
It was good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was some good time off.
Except that he ran over his dog.
Yeah, outside of that, I don't know if you heard that story yesterday. Yeah.
I did not hear
that. She's fine. She's doing better, but I did run over one of our dogs, yes. On Christmas Day, as a matter of fact. But outside of that, it was an okay Christmas, I guess. Yeah. But I wish we could isolate that Troy.
Notice that he started laughing before you revealed that Daisy was okay.
Oh man, that was so awkward. And I did the worst job of covering. Like I was stalling for. Fine. And all I could see, the vision in my head at that very moment was. Me driving, sobbing to the emergency vet. It was good, Troy. It was awesome. All right. So those are your three candidates for the emergency break of the week. Cynthia Izaguirre from Channel 8. One Danny Bayless or Junior at 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly as we enter a new year. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
like to vote for Cynthia Izaguirre, and shout out to Sean Bass. All skeet skeet.
Okay. There you go, Sean. You got a shout out.
Skeet skeet.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Users, Jake, Stan and Dursky, Ruben's boss. Give me Troy. Muzzle, muzzle.
Good to hear from you.
All right. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Multiple Migs of the next cell wants Georgie to know that he slings skeet on the weekends.
Is that Hannibal Lecter?
I don't know. Was that a vote for anything?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think he's just doing shtick. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's Thunder Muscle.
Not a candidate, but thank you. I don't think that's Cynthia's secure name.
Whoa.
Well, I'm just trying to relate it to the candidates. I don't think so.
Let's make a ruling.
He works at Channel 8 too, you know. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, those are three very worthy candidates to start the season. I'm going to go with Jub Jub Vic.
Ooh. Oh, come on.
Wow.
Come on, man. Wow. Don't say that.
Jub Mexico.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Troy Aikman does not like animals.
Oh, don't say that. All right, but we'll register your vote anyway. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Happy New Year and vaginal sized Mornborn.
Oh, almost.
He's still alive.
Almost. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
George, you're a dog killer.
Oh, near. Just near dog killer. Jerk. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, I'm going to vote for Big Dumb Danny, and I'm going to go through 2016 always remembering that you can't put limits on aliens, but they can have unlimited enchiladas.
You're dang right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for old Powerballs Miller and Troy Aikman's Maniac Laugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. The very strange exchange between myself, Junior, and Troy Aikman.
Well, Happy New Year, George. How was your vacation?
It was good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was some good time off.
Except that he ran over his dog.
Yeah, outside of that, I don't know if you heard that story yesterday. Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah, she's fine. She's doing better, but I did run over one of our dogs, yes. On Christmas Day, as a matter of fact. But outside of that, it was an okay Christmas, yeah. I guess. Yeah. But, all right. So, yes, we have the NFL playoffs.
That's horrible.
Awkward transition
to
the NFL playoffs.
No recovery skills. I can't. I know when things are just in the ditch and I can't bring them back.
By the way, I know everybody was voting for Troy, but that was my e-break, right?
Yeah, we put for throwing out the bear trap is how Jared categorized it.
I don't want Troy stealing an e-break from me. He's got three Super Bowl rings after all.
Right. Yeah, you got to win something.
Right.
How many is that for Junior?
That's his 44th win, but he's 33 behind Norman Caitlin Hitzkus.
Okay, it's 8:05 on the ticket.